This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh no! Oh dear! Just found out that you're listening to the only Drag Race recap podcast on the whole internet. And I'm perturbed. I'm bothered. The audacity, the gall, the nerve. I can't believe no one else has had this idea, but I'm so glad you're here. You're safe here. This is a safe space to be fucking queer. And I'm not alone because even though I tried to lock the door so no one else would get in. Unfortunately, my sister, the goblin, the ghoul, the sickening, Oscar Montoya is here. Sickening.
Hi, sickening. No.
Hi, Gagatron.
Come home, baby. Come home.
Come home, baby.
Congratulations on your first episode, Mono, of Drag Her.
Thank you.
On your debut episode. No one's had this idea. No one's done this idea before. I'm so proud of you on your debut episode today.
Thank you. I mean, look, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that pleasing Drag Race fans is easy. And I'm just ready for the compliments.
I know you're gonna get so much praise. High praise.
High
praise. Do they have like an award ceremony for podcasts? The potties?
I think they do. Like
what are they
maybe
called?
It's called Streamies. Am I making that up?
The Streamies? I feel like that's more like influencer type territory.
Oh, I don't know. There's definitely
Streamies.
One.
Interesting. Well, it's a testament to see, you know, goes to show that Mono and I have never been nominated or recognized. So
even though we both have too many podcasts. But seriously, listen to Podcast Killed the Video Star. You'll hear more about that later. But right now we're living in March Donna, which is like its whole fun thing.
Ooh,
go
yes.
check it out.
If you're gay, owe it to yourself to check out Podcast Killed the Video Star.
It is quite an event.
Mm-hmm.
And we disagree on some iconic Madge moments.
But listen, you got to. Because being a Madonna fan is like, you know, it's like saying you're a fan of water.
Yeah.
And it's like, what brand of water, though?
Mm-hmm. That is so...
Because Mono likes tap.
Uh-huh. And Oscar prefers bottled Nestle. Just, you know, just like the most problematic water you can find. That's what he loves. Recycled plastic, he's not interested.
Because
if it's not recycled plastic, I'm not interested, Mama.
I live. Okay, the Drag Race monologue challenge is alive. Will you submit one, Oscar?
Oh my God, that's right. I saw your submission and truly died. It was crazy. I'm gonna do it.
Laganja did retweet, and that gave me all my life.
Oh my God, our friend of the podcast, Laganja Estranja.
I love her. I love her. I've been in contact with her. She will hopefully come on the pod one of these days.
She better.
She's amazing. And we just saw her yesterday.
We did. Kill, a close friend.
At Alaska's drag show.
Stole the show, in my opinion.
Steal the show. It was a fucking great time, though. Mm-hmm. Really good time. And I can't believe Alaska doesn't have a drag podcast. It's very strange.
I know. It's kind of weird. She's busy. She's doing other stuff.
She's doing a lot of other things. Yeah. I get it. You bitch. First thing we need to talk about is you being a witch and accurately predicting the Snatch Game. Everyone wants to know where do you practice Wicca? What candles are you burning?
It's just, honestly, I've had so many people DM me. So thanks for the DMs, everybody. I love you. Just being like, how the fuck did you know? Explain, witch. And I'm like, listen, a witch never reveals her secrets. But I will say that I have had extensive experience in the reality TV world. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, I've watched a lot of reality television shows. Based, of course.
It's cold reading,
honey.
You're about as psychic as Cher Margolis. I mean, the cold read was a pretty easy read to conduct. Let's be real.
I'm sensing a presence, someone with an S S P Q R S W V Y N A B C C. Clara the cow, moo, boo. No, yes,
U to the B to the X to the Y to
the tat to the tat
tat tat. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sissy with me?
Char's just hosting a ball, is what she.
Yeah, that's what she was doing. But you were right. Good call. Good call.
I mean,
girl.
Listen, what I'm mad about was that I'm not 100% correct in all of my predictions. Because if you go to my Instagram at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, you could see on my profile that I have listed down. This was before the first episode aired of season 13. And I've predicted the order in which all the girls are eliminated.
Interesting.
And reasons why. And I've been wrong twice, and that bothers me.
Oh, really?
Twice I've been wrong.
Who were you wrong about?
I was wrong about the order of Tamisha Iman going home.
Uh-huh.
She went a lot sooner than I thought she was going to go home.
Uh-huh.
And I was wrong about Tina Burner.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought maybe last week was Tina's week.
Yeah, I thought Tina was supposed to go last week. But here's the thing that, I mean, who deserved to go home last week? Not Denali.
No, I said Tina and Rosé did worse in my opinion.
Okay,
they did bad.
Okay, then.
But this week was a true sugar cane moment where they were like, they were like, we don't care that you did well. We're done with you, and that is not fair to Tina.
I mean, like, is that the sugar cane legacy?
Unfortunately, because Sugar Cane in 11, she was great. She did great
she
that
was
week. She was on
paper,
the winning team. And then just for no reason, they were like,
she was a casualty of war, yeah.
Yeah. They were like, we just have decided we're obsessed with Silky and, you know, everyone else a little bit more.
She made it far, though. Sugar Cane was top five?
Six. Yeah, it was Sugar, then Nina. And then our top four.
Oh,
Vanjie.
Nina.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Vanjie also got scooted out of the top four. But you get
That's right. That's right.
You
That's
get
right.
it.
Yes.
It's very controversial.
I feel bad for Sugar Cane. But you know what? She's thriving right now. She's doing well. And I think she looks sickening. No?
Sickening, no? Okay. I don't know. We don't have time to talk about this, but I know for a fact.
Oh, shit, bitch. Wow. A direct quote from Manu Agapian. We don't have time to talk about Sugar Cane. Can we just hashtag cancel Manu right now, please?
I do want to say that last night at the Drag Voss event, apparently a drag queen got on stage drunk and yelled about how...
That's right. You were there.
I missed it, but I heard from friends.
You missed it. Are you going today?
I'm going tonight. But last night, a well-known queen
I heard
got
from
on
a friend
stage
as well.
Drunk and... denying vaccine stuff, just saying that the vax is bad, don't get it, and it is a popular queen.
girl
who all you gotta loves do is just to travel.
Click, all you got to do is click on that Google. You'll find out who it is. All you gotta do. And here's the gag. You won't be surprised.
You will not be surprised. I mean, once again, Cher Margolis strikes again. I'm seeing that it's someone who's been to Mexico recently. Okay, Denali went home. Were you bummed?
I was bummed. Here's the thing about Denali is like her legacy is a weird one on Drag Race because she didn't, I don't think she was, I don't know. I think the producers did her dirty a little bit. Like she,
I agree.
I don't think she was like anyone's like, oh, this is going to sound cruel to say, but I mean, honestly, please let me know if you were a Denali fan from jump, but I don't think the producers really made Denali out to be anyone's like super favorite.
Right.
And I think she was better than what
agree.
Producers made her out to be.
I agree.
Because the bitch can lip sync. I mean, the bitch can
she
turn
gave
it
us
out
so far the best lip sync of the season.
I mean, which one was that?
Well, I mean, if You Seek of Me was good, but I think the other one, The Real Love, was the best lip sync of the season.
I agree. And I don't think we're going to get a better one. I don't think there's going to be another one that's going to be stunning. But yeah, I was a little sad because I don't think she got her fair. I don't know. She didn't get her fair chance on Drag Race. Now, did I want her to? Was I seeing her as a potential threat to win? No, never. She was one of the disposable ones, unfortunately. And that's what happens when you sign up for a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you there's some unfortunate Hogwartsery afoot. There's some really
exactly.
There's some snaping in the background. You're like, how the heck did that happen? And then in book seven, you're like, oh, I see.
I know. And it's unfortunate that she didn't get a Ron storyline. She didn't get a Hermione or a Harry. She didn't get even a Neville Longbottom storyline.
Girl. Yeah.
She got Cho Chang'd, to be honest with you.
I love this because I cannot give any more specifics.
The only reason I know about this Harry Potter nonsense is because I used to work for Scholastic, which published all the Harry Potter books, and I was in charge of working those events, the premiere parties for Half-Blood Prince and Order of the Phoenix. Ooh, girl.
And you are truly wearing your Harry spectacles right now. Like,
how dare you, bitch. I need these to see, bitch. These are not a fashion choice. These are out of necessity.
They're not. That was the entry.
That was the first thing
your ophthalmologist offered.
I feel very attacked, I just want to say right now.
I have welcomed you in, and just like the vampire you are, you have made a mess of my house. That was my first mistake.
You allowed a vampire into your house, but you cooking garlic. I smell garlic in this house.
That's
bitch.
True. That's true. Have a cross bruschetta. Would you like a cross shaped bruschetta?
I'm sorry. What is
a bruschetta?
Damn.
It's a. I learned it from Giada. Okay. Candy's mad that Olivia's calm and collected, and that makes me laugh.
It's so funny because it's like we love Candy for her personality, but she gets mad that people aren't on her level.
Right. They are not on fire.
We stand Candy Ho.
I really do stand Candy, and I love what she had to say in this episode. She also doesn't know the difference between 2,500 and 25,000.
Ooh, the girl. You know, well, she ain't the smartest fish in the school. You know?
Your words.
She's not. She's smart in other ways. You know, math isn't her strongest.
She's her emotional intelligence and, well,
what?
Her charisma, that charisma, sense of humor, that is off the charts.
Oh, 100%.
That is 100%. You can't learn that.
I think Candy's very aware.
True.
She's very aware. And she knows exactly what the situation needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Candy Muse is very smart.
I love
now,
that.
Now, if you ask her to do the timetables, she might be struggling. She might be sweating a little bit.
Be strug boots. And that's why there was this very funny moment in this mini challenge with the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. Very weird. Love seeing Sarge. That was cute. Mm-hmm. And then there's this whole math callback moment with her so she can say the number four.
I didn't get that. And you know that shit was fed to her too.
It was very fed to her. It was like very fed. It was like, I don't need this.
Just say four, Candy.
Yeah, this was, we didn't need this. It was very, it was like the way that, kind of like the what is it called? Kids gloves?
What?
Isn't that a phrase? Like kids gloves, handling
what
someone
with kids
gloves?
What the hell is this as seen on TV product that you just bought?
Kids gloves. What? It's kids gloves. They're handling her as gently as they handled Banji in season 11. Like, ooh, gentle, you know what I mean? Where they're like,
well, to me, it's just weird in terms of editing, because like you set up that joke for the payoff to happen immediately after.
Right.
It's like, no, you want to wait for it. You want to sit on that for a second.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
You want to do the little playback.
That's right.
And then
right.
She gets the answer correctly. So it shows growth, you know?
Right. Well, I could not agree more that is all about the comedic. That is what the comedic timing is. And
exactly.
Didn't get that. But they play this game that's basically just a bunch of Drag Race reference questions,
mm-hmm.
which made me want to play my own version with you.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to play?
I feel like this is stacked against my favorite, but let's see.
Well, look, some of them are really easy and stupid, and then there's like two ones that maybe are hard.
Did you say two Wong Fu?
Thanks for nothing, Oscar Montoya. Okay. Do you know the name of season one's Untucked? What it was actually called?
Under the Hood.
Thank you. Wow. Bitch,
come
See,
on
she's
now.
Good.
Come on now.
Okay, here's a hard one.
Okay.
Whose hot and flexible body allows them to work out in all sorts of positions? This is a hard one. Think yeah, about it. It. Whose hot and flexible body allows them to work out in all sorts of positions? Oscar. Yes, Oscar, you rang in?
Well, you got to say it in her way.
Okay. My hot and flexible body allows me to work out in all sorts of positions.
It's your Hamasaki.
Very good.
Really, I mean, leaving a mark.
Leaving a mark on the tish.
I mean, that, talk about a carbon footprint on the legacy of the show.
Everyone's being compared to Yua. Okay, here's a little bit of a harder one. What queens have been cursed by four winds? Right?
Ooh, cursed by four winds. That's a loaded statement.
People have been talking about this lately a little bit.
Okay, explain that. Explain this.
People have just been talking about the four wind curse, you know? And I want you to say who has, you feel has
so
been
girls who
by
have
that.
Won four times
and,
that
and
end
and
up
not
winning.
Winning.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I know
yeah.
Shea Coulee is one of them.
Correct.
I want to say, oh Lord, is Manila one of them?
Oh, I think you're right. Well, she either won three or four. That's a good question.
It's up there. It's up there.
It's up there.
Oh, but okay. So that's giving me a clue that these are like late season.
Well,
like,
no, that's interesting. Is that for season three? I think she won three in season three. But whatever.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but she could have won even more on All Stars.
So there's four of them that have it, or how many?
I have two more that are fully officially documented.
Two more officially. Okay, so let's think. We got... Ooh, this is hard, bitch. Okay,
one more. Give me one more.
Shay. Definitely Shay.
That's correct.
Because she's the one that was like, what the... And then we got mm-hmm. we got Brooklyn Heights.
I'm sorry, that's not
no,
correct.
No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Sorry, that's okay. not correct. We were looking for Gigi Good.
Oh, Gigi. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Four
Wasn't
wins.
That rude?
Yes. Yes. And who else? Who's the other one?
I don't know. Okay, great.
What do you mean
in
you don't
an
know?
Acting oh, challenge, God. Who screams in character? I forgot my line.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that feels like a very Vanjie thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vanjie or Silky.
Mm-hmm. Here's another hint.
Season?
Another very strange hint.
Uh-huh.
Mother does not play.
Oh, Lord.
I'm
that
sorry.
Only makes me think of that in All Stars with Roxy and Fifi.
Oh yeah,
but that's not it. And I
that's
know the moment.
It.
I remember the moment. I forgot my lines. What
I
is it?
I forgot my line.
I don't know it.
It is Jaden Dior Fierce when she's
Shakespeare?
And, no, this is whatever happened to Merle Ginsburg. A lot of forgetting of lines.
Because I was like, bitch, a lot of people forgot all their lines in the Shakespeare challenge.
a lot of them. Okay, I have a few more.
Okay.
What queen accidentally spilled her Bloody Mary on Rose, so she asked for a young man for his napkin for her to wipe her friend's sticky beva?
Oh my God. Is it Madame Lequeer?
That's correct.
Did you say beva or
beva? Okay, here's a hard one. Who was the first queen to go home on a bad stand-up set?
The first queen to go home on a bad stand-up set?
Mm-hmm. I will. Do you want the season?
Did we hear the rattling sound effect?
I think we just heard a lot of.
Shit! Damn. It was definitely. Was it season six?
It was before then.
Before then, they had a stand-up challenge before then.
They did. I'll tell you the season. It's three.
They had a stand-up challenge in season three. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Who was going home? Well, it was definitely... oh my God, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
She lip-synced against Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Mansfield Park.
Uh-huh, that's correct.
She was... Delta Work.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah, that is correct.
I got there eventually.
Okay, two more. Who loves puppets?
Everyone.
There you go.
Everybody,
correct.
I should say.
Correct. Everybody. Okay, this is a two-parter. Who pops the corn to feed the children?
Shangela.
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for Jasmine Masters. Oh. We're looking for Jasmine Masters. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But here's a bonus.
I'm embarrassed because I love Jasmine.
I know. And who thinks that is disgusting and not a very good way to care for children?
Max?
I'm sorry, it was Violet Tchotchke.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Max should have been the answer.
I know. Max definitely was turned off by people enjoying their bodies
and
sex.
Everything. Truly
okay.
Everything.
We're at Pop Goes the Queen. Let's talk even about preparing for this challenge. Oscar, I think me and you are both on the same page when I say, like, there's no reason to do bad on this challenge.
Not at all. No reason.
Anyone can
this
do
this.
This
is perfect. This is a perfect challenge. I mean, honestly, this is a challenge that sort of tests your confidence as... Uh-huh. Your brand, your character as a drag queen. Do you know your brand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love your brand? Do you stand behind your brand? A lot of queens, yes. So, one surprising queen, an absolute no. And everybody else is like, yeah, I thought so. Nah, you don't know who you are.
Mm-mm. One disagreement I have is I don't know if it's really about branding or it's about being fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, do we know what the brand that Candy Ho gave us? Like, we don't know what the fuck she gave us. She was funny, though.
You mean Candy Muse. Sorry, I took you to season seven. I'm sorry.
I'm still stuck in season seven.
I'm sorry. But yes, no, exactly. What is Candy? I mean, Candy, you know, we do know she's been alone in the VIP room, but that wasn't about her brand. It was about her being funny.
Exactly. Yeah. And nobody gave a shit. She thrived.
You just have to be funny. Have you thought about what you would do if this challenge was thrown at you?
Oh, girl. Let me see. Have you? You've thought about
it. I did, because I was just like, I think this is kind of easy.
I can see the storyboard right behind you.
Right. First. No, I mean, there's a couple. The first one I would absolutely do, which I think is easy, is I would do a Butch and Bubbly, which is like...
Oh, that's funny.
A soda you drink when you need to pass.
What would be the theme song? Because remember, they have to do a jingle at the end.
Right.
To sell their soda.
Maybe it would be something like, when you gotta be so mask, go ahead and drink some.
Okay, bottom two.
No!
Bottom two, right away. What else you got?
I mean, there's a couple. I would also do, I also think it would be so easy to do one called Mr. Brown Racial Tension Soda.
Love that. Big fan of that one.
When you're experiencing racial tension, just sip on Mr. Brown.
Love that. Okay, now what's the jingle?
Oh my God.
Bottom two. Bottom two.
When
bottom
you've got to be so mask. I don't know.
Bottom two.
So I don't know. I think it's easy. I mean, you could just do like the joke of like old soda to have cocaine in it. So I think it could be funny to do. And I'm surprised Tina didn't do this. Something like do old timey. This is the original 1800s formula. It makes you look, it gives a real pep in your step. It's fucking cocaine.
That's right. Yeah. It should just be Coca-Cola.
Exactly. But what would you do? Because you're
a funny bitch. I would be like, okay, so I'm thinking of like, oh, what is it? And I'm like, okay, so I speak Spanish fluently. Mm-hmm. I'm an immigrant. An international, sweetie. That's the word to use.
I'm an international. Okay.
And my soda would probably be called ¿Qué? And in the commercial, I'd be speaking Spanish, and then the response would be like, I'd have one of the
pit crew boys
be like, ¿Qué? And then I would just hand them the soda and be like, ¿Qué? And then there'd be a series of that.
That's fucking great and easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the tag is like, for those who don't get it, ¿Qué?
Yeah, that would work. And you could underutilize the pit crew because my God, they were all over the commercials.
They were all over the place. And we got to see their true thespian skills in that episode. And
and all I can say is stop relying on that pit crew. It's not good.
Oh, you know. Well, I got a couple of open slots in my community theater production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and, you know.
I did love Rue reading them and just calling them fucking stupid. Yeah. Which made me wonder.
RuPaul was having a little bit of a, she's having a fun time.
She's having a good time.
In the episode. She was having a good time.
I want her to read them again, like, at the end of the show and just be like, I just want to say to both Bryson homeboy, your commercial proves that you're still great models. It'd be so mean.
Stick to print.
Bitch. Okay, so whatever. They're all.
So who are you nervous for? Like, before anybody did their commercials, right off the bat, who were the queens that you were worried for, and which queens were you like, this person's going to be safe as hell?
I think I was worried for exactly who didn't do so well. I was worried for Olivia. I was worried for Utica. And
I'm always worried for Utica.
I really was kind of pulling for Tina, though. I was like, Tina, you can do this.
Well, I mean, that was a gag for me because I was worried that Tina was going to do well because she knows she's on my hit list.
You were worried.
I was worried she was going to do well. Because I was like, oh, this feels like something Tina could slay.
I know.
And when she didn't, I was able to breathe again.
Whew. Oh my God, you are hateful.
I'm not a hater. She just fucked up. She just got in my way.
Could have been simpler too.
Here's the thing. It's like Tina Burner, as soon as she shows up with that 1950s costume, it's immediately like, oh bitch, no, she ain't got nothing. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, girl.
Uh-huh.
It's so like a paint by numbers scenario now. It's like, I don't want to see this anymore. RuPaul doesn't want to see any H&M anymore, any fucking H&M. I don't want to see any fucking hoop skirts from the 50s. I don't want to see that shit anymore.
I thought the inverse of her commercial could have been funnier if it was like called like Chastity Belch or whatever. And it's like a soda that makes you not be a slut. It's like when you're a 50s lady and you need a reason to stay, you know, like Christian or whatever, drink Chastity Belch or like, I don't know.
Did you say what was the name of the
Chastity Belch?
That's what I thought. See, you're a writer. She's a writer.
She's
everybody.
A writer, girl. She's a writer.
She knows puns. She knows
or
jokes.
Go more horror and like call it size queen. Just be like, when you like.
Yeah. It's like, what if I were Tina Burner, I'd be like, okay, so this soda doesn't go orally, it goes vaginally.
Great.
And it secure any STDs. If your pussy's burning up,
that
it can still be called burning up, mm-hmm. you can drink it from your pussy hole and you'll be cured.
I love that. I mean, she talks about getting the gonorrhea later on in the episode.
It's like she don't even know her own brand, which is interesting because she keeps talking about her fucking brand.
Another reason, thing that freaked me out was like Utica in rehearsal said something funny that she didn't use in the commercial where she said like something like, I want to lick the can. It'll be unsanitary and fun. I was like, say that in the commercial.
Well, I mean, with Utica's, it was like, girl, what the fuck is the story you're trying to tell me? The cow was sick and then...
Too much.
And then feed her. But there were no lines. There was no like establishing sort of storyline. You couldn't have been, Utica should have been like, I'm a farmer here and this blah, blah, blah. And all my animals are sick.
Yeah.
I'll feed her this soda and then I'll drink. And then we'll be healthy and happy and sunny and rainbows or whatever. But like, there was no storyline. There was just a cow there. She was crying. She got fed the soda.
Because she
drank
said
it from the udder.
It's an antidepressant. Didn't get that.
Like, okay, but where? Show me where.
I know.
Show me where that, show me.
And then if that's your idea, then show me the stuff that's making you sad. You know what I mean? Like, show
exactly.
me like,
exactly.
when you have this going on. She was just sucking on a couch. I didn't see what made her sad or anything.
Or maybe it's like in conjunction with the cow. You have to feed the soda to the cow and then drink from the cow's tits. And then you could sell it, but the cow sold separately. So that's funny.
Yeah.
So you have to buy the cow in order to get the full effect of the soda.
It's too confusing.
I mean, there's no saving that.
It's
and,
too
you know,
confusing.
It makes me worried because, like, she's a. Utica's a freaking weird ass queen. Like, even. She's even more bonkers than most of the weird queens that have been on Drag Race, I think.
Mm hmm. She's cuckoo.
And it's cuckoo. It doesn't make any sense. It's not even, like, fun cuckoo-ness.
I like her. I really like her. I really like her fashion, I must say.
Me too.
I really like her
but
runways.
Also, she's got to streamline her ideas a little better, I think. Just streamline it. Just like talk, you know, if she feels like she has to condescend to us, like talk down to us, like this soda will make you happy.
Right.
I'd love it. I'd be like, okay, great. Awesome. That's a point of view. I love that. As a consumer, I love being talked down to. Give it to me. I'm a dumb idiot.
Funnily enough, I think like her take should have been like Olivia's. Like she should have, it like, and like in terms of making
but
fun of herself.
What was Olivia's take?
Well, happiness. I think she could have had more fun being like, do you like to be oblivious? Do you like to stay happy in the face of negativity? Then drink my soda because it helps you ignore all the problems you have in your
life. I'm bored.
And
I'm turning
world.
It off. I'm turning off the commercial. I'm already bored. No.
Okay. What if she leans into her farm girlness? What if it's
okay,
like?
Okay, I'm interested.
What
I'm
if
listening.
It's that?
I'm unmuting the commercial.
What
okay.
If farmer
and
Utica's.
And what's it saying? What's it saying to me?
Are you sick of tired of life on the range?
Are you sick of tired? I'm turning
sick
it off.
Sick and tired, bitch.
Turning it off.
Try Farmer Utica's yuck juice.
That's good.
Okay.
No, I'm invested.
Okay.
What's it made out of? What's in the soda?
Wheat, hay, and milk.
Turning it off again.
Okay.
bottom two.
Fuck.
What's the jingle?
What? Oh my God. Okay.
What's the jingle?
You've gotta be mask, you can drink this ass.
They're all masks.
Look, you want Ross Matthews to like it, don't you? You want Ross Matthews to like it. So you better bring up a mask joke. Okay.
Oh my God.
We're going to dig deeper into the set stuff and any other, because I have a million opinions on this, and Jada's appearance right after this break.
This break.
See? Break. One, two, three. Break.
Two, three. Break.
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 Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break. Say the word. Bring back my break. Bring back my break, you bitch.
Where they at?
Where they at? Oscar, what did you think of Jada's like appearance in the workroom?
Oh, she's stunning.
She sure is.
I love that because it's like so far the only celebrities to like appear on the TV are Anne Hathaway and Jada Essence Hall. And I'm like, yes, they are very much on par with each other.
That, I agree. They're both stunning women.
One won an Oscar, the other one won Drag Race.
That's
same
right.
Level.
Same. Both were ninth Same. Pick for the Devil Wears Prada. Fact. Both. On the one hand, I have Anne Hathaway, but also
but
we
on
have
the other, Jada
Essence Hall. We don't the
no
essence of
she
beauty
is just yet. But I feel like she's a trait. She's a trait of the season that has yet to show up. She's
a trait. And when she auditioned, she told us to look over there and. We did, so.
We did. We looked at her resume. Seems like, well, she's never worked before, but.
But.
We should take a chance on her.
Take a chance on her. She did do Silky Nutmeg Ganache's makeup at the finale of season 11, so that's kind of cool. I love her. She's great. I mean, the one piece of advice she just really does say that's great is like, have fun. Have fun. Which.
I think that's important.
That makes sense.
People
Tina was
that.
Not having fun.
No.
Tina was not having fun. Because I think her idea was technically made sense. Tina's idea technically makes sense.
But what's new? What's innovative there?
It's
not. Can I just say something? Can I just say something?
Can I speak up? Can I just
say something? Am I allowed to speak? Can I just say something?
Yes. Yes.
Am I allowed to speak? I know I'm a guest, but am I allowed to speak, Mono?
I'm sorry. I don't like the way this is going, and I have to speak up right now. A lot of the clever wordplay, frankly speaking, was my idea. Kunt, I'm the first person to think that Kunt was a funny take on cunt, and I have to say that right now.
But I think, just like visually speaking in that commercial, and I saw, and I thought about this in the Freaky Friday makeover challenge too, was like, I don't know. I feel like that's it was a very, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like a very Sherry Pie.
Yes, I said the
like,
same thing.
As soon as I saw Tina Burner in that commercial, I was like, this reminds me of Sherry's Pie.
I had the same, yeah.
Sherry's Pie. Sherry Pie's absolutely forgettable commercial. And Trig. I don't understand why she wasn't in the body.
Oh,
too.
That was rude in so many ways.
I know, exactly.
That was fucked up.
And like, we don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want to be reminded of Sherry Pie.
Very
we don't.
Interesting. And
it was weird to me to have like Tina Burner just like committing to that Sherry Pie look.
Right.
We don't want it. We don't want it.
That is an interesting point. I wonder if subconsciously they're like, we don't like her. And it's like weird subconscious thing where they're like, I don't like her.
Okay, because here's the thing too. Here's the other gag too. When you look at all the commercials, here's what I'm going to say.
Say that, this and say it.
Okay, I'm going to say it.
You
and said. I'm going to mean it. And
say
I'm going to mean it.
Mean what you mean.
Ooh, what you say? Okay, it's that. I don't think Tina's commercial was that bad.
That's what I'm saying. Especially when you look at like Sherry Pies from last season and a million other ones. That was terrible.
And
they're giving
even,
her
like,
a lot of shit.
I know. And I think her acting was like, okay, this isn't bad. This is like fun. And like, it's Tina Burner. But like, honestly, what the fuck did you expect? It wasn't bad. It was just so reminiscent of Sherry Pie. And that was like unknown. We can't do that. We can't drag a band name's even memory into the show. We can't. Mm-hmm. We can't. And so she had to go.
Yeah.
She had to go.
They were just done with her. And I don't think
but
it's...
But so suddenly, so quickly, so
very
quickly,
suddenly.
They were just like, you know, no, we don't like... It's icky. We don't
like
it.
It's a little icky. And then even in the rehearsal, they give her the... You're saying the word wrong edit, which is so classic Drag Race.
So classic, but bitch, did it even matter?
Right.
Was it brought up at judging? No.
No, I guess not. You're right. You're just planning the idea of like, you're not liking this.
Exactly.
You're just planning that. What a fat ass. They're just kind of planting that seed. Remember Nina and Valentina. Yeah. It's like, okay, is it Nina and Tina? Yes. Okay, go. Nina and Valentina are whores who work on the street. Girl. Wait, they gave her that edit. They gave her the
edit.
They
really did.
What are you going to do?
They really did. So, you know, I mean, it's a shame because, like, Tina didn't really crush and burn. She was just sort of, she limply got eliminated. It was like, I don't know, as much as I dislike Tina Burner's drag vibe, I think they still did her dirty in a way that
I agree.
Was like, ooh.
I agree.
Ick.
What do you, okay, as someone who's made me laugh 0.5 times, what would
she can't
you
even
do?
Give me a full compliment, people. She can't even give me a full compliment.
What?
But you know what? It's okay. It's okay because I'm not bothered by it. Yeah. Listeners.
You don't seem.
I'm not bothered. Can I talk to the listeners for a second, Mono, please? God.
Why are you talking?
Shush. Listeners. Like, why do you continue to support Mono?
don't say that.
Like, you allow this to happen.
Don't do that.
And what I want us to do is, like, let's all rally behind and just cancel Mono. Right now, swiftly.
Oh, my God.
Swiftly just cancel.
I don't think you know what you're doing. Drag Race fans do not need.
This will be the first and last episode of Drag Race.
You'll do it.
It could be as easy as that.
Oh, my God. Listen, and if I get canceled, I'll come to you because I know you've escaped.
Come to me, bitch.
You've escaped cancellation many times, and I need your tips. Olivia, okay, wait, Olivia. What direction would you give to Olivia on this idea? How would you punch it up?
It's like her commercial wasn't that bad.
Yeah?
It made me laugh, like her journeying through the desert and tundra. Like, it was funny. Mm-hmm. She can't act, though. Olivia can't act. And that's fine. We're not asking them to be freaking.
I mean, she was good in the mime thing, though. That was good. That was
but
funny.
Bitch,
I'm just
anybody
trying to.
Anybody could have done that.
Okay. Okay. So that's how she feels.
Anybody could have done that.
I feel like there's a way to make this funnier. Is it just that like happiness isn't that funny of an emotion to dig into?
Well, It's like, first of all, the name of the brand was what? Live?
Live, but with an E.
Question mark. What?
Yeah.
Second of all, it's like, okay, so like you're happy?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Okay, so like what's the circumstance here? It's like, do we live in a world where sodas don't exist and the only one will make you happy? If anything, she should have stuck to her guns, and then the twist is drinking Liv and been like, this shit tastes bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the punchline.
I wonder if she should have done like a pageant juice. Like, you know what I mean? Like Olivia's, like, I don't know, pageant punch or some shit, because...
But bitch, what pageant, how? What are you talking about?
I don't know. She's a pageant girl. Maybe she should have just had more fun.
Who said that? Who told you? Who lied to you?
Girl, have you been paying attention? Have you been listening to the season?
She's not a pageant girl.
She absolutely is.
Because when Denali showed up in a pageant look, they were like, this is not Olivia.
Girl, you ain't ever been so wrong.
And that's why Denali was sent home.
You ain't ever been so wrong. She is a pageant winner.
She's done pageants.
Yes.
But she ain't no pageant girl.
That was her brand, was a pageant gown.
Who lied to her?
I can't with you.
Who fed her lies? Who fed her lies?
I can't do this with you. I can't.
Who fed her lies? She's like the sunny positive girl. Like, that's her vibe.
That's why she just should have done something funny. Fuck brand. Just do something funny.
But do you think Olivia could be funny?
I do. I do. She just needs direction. She needs direction. She needs an
idea. Okay, so what you're saying is she needs to be told how to be funny.
Yes.
So inherently speaking, she can't be funny.
Girl,
so you agree with me is what you're saying. I just want to be understood as a thing. I just want to make sure I understand you so you can understand me.
Hateful hag. You are just a hateful hag. I hear what you're saying. I do. And I, you know, it's fair.
And it's, her commercial wasn't, again, I need to state this. It wasn't that bad. It's just the payoff was nothing. It was nothing.
Right. If she wants to do happy or sweet, maybe then she should have had sad stuff around her to compare to why she's still so happy.
Yes.
You know?
Or honestly, if the soda's called Live, like maybe she's in hell. Maybe she died.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get her life back, Live, get your life.
Get your life. That's funny. It. And maybe it just should have been more physical, the way that like Alyssa Edwards.
Instead of a soda, the ingredients inside Liv is a human soul.
Right.
So you get your life literally.
Okay. I love that. That's all, at least maybe a funny a button. Also, side effect gags always work. Side effects include list of things.
Like, they always work?
I'm going to say 9 times out of 10 they work.
Okay, because Utica
did not. Oh, yeah, Utica's did not.
So that's two examples right there where you're proven wrong.
Oh, my God.
In the same episode.
Can I tell you what the real problem?
I'm just curious.
I'll tell you what the real problem with Got Mix is.
Ooh,
Got Mix's name is based on a milk pun.
Yep.
Why did she not?
Exactly, bitch.
Got Mick milk. Got Mick.
Got milk. Got milk, bitch.
Or
she got to be sued by Milk, the milk company?
No, they're not.
No, and Got Milk.
Even if she wants to be like Got Mix non-dairy milk or whatever.
No,
milk.
Even that, no.
It should have Got Milk. I mean, sure. Yeah.
Branding was not that
Got
at
milk.
All.
I know.
Did you say Elliot with 2 T's?
Oh my God.
Oh, that should be her soda. Elliot with 2 T's.
Elliot with 2 T's.
Got Mix. Elliot with 2 T's.
Oh my God. The soda that can't be voted out. Well,
that's funny.
Why didn't
that's
she do
fucking funny?
Got Milk. That's her brand. She's
well, because
got
her,
milk.
Because her whole brand was looking sexy. But then it was like too many extra stuff, like looking sexy despite actually not being sexy. It was like, See, the thing is with like queens that aren't comedy queens trying to pull comedy, like trying to be funny. And it's like, no, you're overthinking. This is not going to work in your favor. If there's too many steps involved, that's when you know you fucked up.
This is a classic Jada Sophia moment where they loved what she did in a past challenge. And she was like, great, I'll do it again.
But what did they love about Got Mix that
she was basically doing Paris again? It felt like she was doing Paris again.
Well, then do Paris.
That's what I'm saying.
Got
she did
Paris Hilton drink. Like,
I know. But that's what I'm saying. It felt like this commercial was like, a Paris Hilton reminiscent joke thing.
Gottmik was just so thrown from the jump that it was hard for her to recover. Honestly.
Editing by writing in a different marker. What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
She doesn't get it. She doesn't. She's ever done that. She's ever worked in advertising.
You know? No, no. But
it was a mess. It was such a hot mess. And it made me feel like, oof, so awkward for Gottmik.
I have even more opinions once we see the commercials, if you can believe that. But let's talk about Candy being tackled. I this really did make me connect with Candy being bullied
when she was
and breaking
gay-bashed.
Her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever, I don't want to dig up old memories,
no,
but like,
I've
were you ever beat
shit.
Up for being gay?
I've had dog shit thrown on me.
No.
Yes, I have. Yes.
What?
I did. Yes. I had dog shit thrown on me by,
when you were a child?
Middle school. Mm-hmm. It was, it was bad. It sucked. It was terrible. It was a trauma. That's a trauma, as Simone
says.
That's
a trauma.
That's a trauma.
Gaga trauma.
Gaga trauma. Were you ever bullied for being queer?
I was. Yes, I was bullied for being effeminate.
Mm-hmm. What? Just general bullyment.
But a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of falling downstairs, a lot of being tripped, you know.
A lot of being pushed downstairs, Oscar?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, gays can't walk down the stairs correctly. So they were just trying to prove that. And
that's why
right,
you got so good at your dips. That's why your dips
listen,
are so good.
Listen, bam. That's why if that I don't ever trip, bitch.
You're just
tippy tumbles, but they don't fall down. Okay, so it's just I just tumble out of a fall and I land on my feet, bitch.
Girl, I get it. It made me connect with Candy. Obviously, she's been getting some criticisms about being so defensive, but we get it. Being a queer person of color is exhausting.
Especially, I think, especially being a queer person of color living in like a city, like a big city, like the Bronx, at a time where like that shit just did not fly, and you just couldn't hide as a thing. That's the big thing. It's like you couldn't hide. You couldn't be like, I'm gonna isolate myself. You were always surrounded by people all the time. So yeah, that's gotta affect you psychologically. So like, I very much like sympathize with Candy even more.
Agree. I can't turn my back on her. Or she hasn't done the thing yet that I... Because I know some people have been like, I'm getting tired of her sharpness.
Mm.
But I'm not. I am here for it. I identify with her.
It. I get it. I know girls like Candy. I know girls like Candy. I grew up with girls like Candy. Candy Muse is like my younger sister is so banshee like her. Like, I'm so familiar with girls like Candy Muse.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I love girls like Candy Muse.
I agree. They're just like teddy bears with like a sharp exterior.
They're not mean. They're just tough. Yeah,
they
exactly.
Because
they have to be tough, bitch.
Especially when you're playing in truly like the playpen of drag is so like dominated.
I mean, girl.
Not just white queerness, but it's sort of, they're sort of the captains of the ship.
Well, listen, it's like, so there's a lot to unpack here.
A lot.
Can you imagine being Candy Muse and being like, I want to be this kind of queen? Because Candy Muse is like a hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's her drag vibe.
Yeah.
She's a hot girl. Mm-hmm. She's like a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then going up into the drag, you know, army, the ranks, you know, in the wild, the jungles of drag, and being like, no, bitch, you don't look like us pretty girls. Like, you look like this kind of queen. And for Candy Muse to still persist and be like, I know my brand. I know what I look like. I know that I'm pretty. I know that I'm a hot bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And to still do that kind of drag.
Yeah.
That's commendable. That takes a lot of strength.
A lot.
A lot of strength.
A lot, a lot,
and people
a lot.
Don't give her that credit. People really don't give her that credit because, like, the kind of drag that Candy Muse does, being the kind of queen Candy Muse is, requires a lot of fortitude.
Right. And like you said, like you're just your own only support system, your own only cheerleader.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I'll say it. When you're a queer person of color, it is just so much easier to be cast. You're just going to be cast aside because it's just like you're an outlier on top of an outlier. And it's going to be easy for you, for us to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyone who's been there knows, like, for her to have that much passion about her own gig is stunning.
And her own brand too.
Yeah.
She knows herself. Honestly, she knows herself so well, like inside and out, and is so unfazed by critiques in that regard of like, well, what kind of drag do you do? And it's like, Candy's like very much like, this is my drag.
Uh-huh.
And I don't apologize for it. I know I got swerves and curves, but I'm giving you drag like I was I weighed 60 pounds and was 5'10". All right.
That.
So, bitch.
And to that point, we're talking about branding. Her being and knowing how funny she is and being that funny, that's the brand.
But also,
yes,
she doesn't know she's funny.
Right. You mean like a little Alyssa Edwards moment of like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't know how she's funny. She's like completely oblivious to her own superpower.
But how funny was the fake falling in her commercial? This.
Oh, super funny.
So funny.
But like, I don't think that was, I think she gets it, but her intention isn't wholly there. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't, like looking at the clip, I'm sure Candy's like, oh, I didn't really expect it to be this funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. You know how like RuPaul like always laughs at Candy Muse and Candy Muse is like, what?
Why right.
is it? Okay. If you're laughing, that's
if
cool.
You're laughing,
like,
I'm
I don't
happy.
Know why she's laughing.
Right.
You know? But like, I think that's very much Candy's gig. It's like, okay, people are laughing, but like, I didn't mean it to be funny, but okay, sure.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how things shake out for her because it could really go either
way. She's going to thrive. That's my prediction.
I want her to.
Ashar has spoken.
Ashar is born.
Ashar has spoken. And
I want to say
that Candy will make it far.
It's a shame because Nina's car commercial could have been good, and if anyone they liked more performed it, they would have liked it more.
Wait, whose?
I'm sorry, did I say Candy? I meant Tina's.
Tina. I heard Tina's. Nina, and I was like, what?
I could have said that. I've been doing that a lot. That's all. Can we talk about the good ones now? We got to talk about how good both Simone and Rosé's were very, very good.
Successful. I mean, were you scared about Simone ever? No, I was like, oh, Simone's going to do great.
Sweet Tooth is genius.
Perfect.
And has intelligence to it. Like, even in the craziness, has something we nerds of comedy talk about a lot is like the character's still playing at the top of their intelligence.
Of 100%.
Yeah.
And it's so close. She's not playing a character. Simone is being Simone. Simone is selling Simone. And what I love about it is that like, Simone isn't necessarily being funny. She's just being herself. There's so much blackness in Simone in such a beautiful way that is like, this is my truth. I'm not playing for laughs. I'm just going to be me and I'm going to pull from my own personal experiences. And I want you to come and join me on this journey. And we are all, everyone is. I mean, she got Ross and Carson saying, she said one line and they were like, we love her.
Hiding behind the like thing, like she cannot do wrong, crown her now.
It's like, girl.
I mean, anything she does is incredible.
It's very much like the teacher having a student and like the teacher wanting the student to be her best friend.
Right.
That's like Simone's energy. Like I could feel the judges being like, ooh, hang out with us after the show's over, please.
You want to talk about reveals. When Simone reveals at the end of this season that has been Jesus this whole time. And
I believe it.
The second coming would be like, okay, this makes sense.
I wouldn't be shocked.
You are a god. You are incredible.
She's a goddess.
Everything was funny. She fucking gets how comedy works. She gets setups and punchlines. There's just nothing to talk poorly about. Everything is great. Rosé's. Now, that could have gone either way because, you know, she is so analytical. I really thought this was good and I was ready to think it was overproduced, but I thought it was great.
No, I thought it was genuinely very good. She like knows, again, she knows her brand really well, again, because she's very cerebral. She's very self-aware too.
Uh-huh.
So she's funny.
I like that
she's
making fun of herself.
She, Yeah, I like the way she like performs. Like I would, you know, it's so crazy because like Rosé necessarily isn't my favorite drag queen this season, but I would love to see a Rosé show. Like I can't wait for a Rosé show.
I bet
like,
it's I feel like put she together. Would really
give you what you like.
Yeah,
to quote Roxy Andrews. Do you
give her a dancing challenge and she'll give you what you like?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
I feel like that's true with Rosé. I can't wait to see a Rosé show because that shit's gonna be so.
Because you're gonna go crazy and start seeing too. You know what I'm saying? It's not your fault. Okay, I have to stop. Okay, this was great. I am really excited for Rosé. I've obviously been like she can be a little too.
Yeah,
she's a little too she's robotic for me at times.
Rosé is definitely not my favorite. She did but it. She earned it. That look.
Well, let's talk about the main stage now. You ready, you bitch?
My God.
You damn beast. Bitch. You beast.
You damn beast.
Beast. Okay, main stage. Rue comes out in this black Rue dress. It's great. It's classic Rue.
Good.
We love it. We even get a vitamin to Vegemin reference here, and that really made me happy. Have to say that. Utica's black, yellow, white eyes, horn face moment. Is this a chirp or a burp?
It's a chirp for me. It shouldn't have worked because it's sort of like, oh, what beast are you trying to do, girl? But the way she sold it, it makes it a chirp.
I think it's a chirp. I think it's very good. I like the black makeup drips. I even like that there's texture in the black makeup drips.
Oh, my God. And even in the eyes. Like, it wasn't just white eyes. There was some sort of stuff in there. But, you know, I got to say, I was like, when the category showed up, I was like very excited for Utica's look. But I think looking back at it, I'm like, huh, this...
Knowing
I feel like maybe Utica could have done more.
Right. Knowing her, we thought she would just go bigger, wilder with
it.
Yeah,
but she,
right?
But you know what? She gave us fashion and she sold us the character. She didn't go over the top silly, cuckoo head. She gave us like real fashion.
Which may have been why she gave that. Because I mean, right, they're like,
I think so too.
We're a little tired of you going,
I think so too.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do. It's a bona fide chirp. I really liked it. It was great. And horns. Horns are back, as we know.
Horns are back.
Horns
officially.
Were canceled after season 11 for being too common. Now horns are back.
Horns are back, bitch.
Okay. I can't even say her name without laughing.
No.
Candy.
No.
No, mommy.
I mean...
No,
aliens?
Mommy.
Are aliens considered...
Beasts?
Beasts?
This fucking, this beat up alien on her back makes Ornatia look like a model. This
that's Ornatia's lower half. We finally get to see Ornatia's full figure.
Ornatia's coming out. Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. I actually like this look a lot. It does not meet the challenge, though.
You like the look.
I love the look.
Why?
I love the look.
Why? Why?
What, you
Why?
Don't like the look?
Why?
I like it.
No,
I
it
like
looks
the color
like shit.
Scheme.
It looks like shit. It looks bad.
Wow.
Okay,
she's
I'm sorry.
Supposed to be an alien. She's a little green man.
Yeah, but why does she have hairy titties in a hairy vag?
Because she didn't shave.
She needed more of an alien head. If she's going to give me alien, she needs to give me a Nina Bonina.
No. You're focusing on the wrong
alien
problem.
Alien head.
No. I love to say this, but you are wrong.
Okay, so you often. Thought she looked good like an ice climber suffocating... for air inside that green
That's
suit.
That's so rude. How dare you?
She did. She sure did.
No.
Okay, well tell me why it was good, you maniac.
It was good aesthetically speaking, it was good. She showed up, she looked sickening, and then she had a shawl that wasn't a shawl. It was a whole person, another alien. And the alien was designed really well. My problem with it
what do you
is
mean?
That it wasn't...
What are you talking about?
Can I speak?
The alien was designed well?
Can I speak? It was designed well. It was designed
You're
well. It looked good. It looked
crazy.
Good. Roll the tape. It looked good. But it
roll
didn't meet the
tape.
Challenge. The problem was that it didn't meet the challenge.
No, it looked bad.
Of Beast.
It looked really bad.
Oh, my God. You're wrong.
And Candy thought green was the only issue. Candy was like, oh, Michelle's not.
I mean, Candy, she don't.
I'm glad you like it. I love Candy so much, but I do think this is maybe her worst look on the runway.
Wow.
I don't think anyone is going
you
to.
You think this look was worse than her freaking backpack look?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh,
I do. This is so crazy. The dummy alien on her back does not look good. It looks so crazy. It looks like a My Buddy doll pulled apart. If it was an actually, it would have been cooler if her back like had like almost an alien head coming out of the skin suit.
No, I like I like that it was a shawl. That the effect was like a shawl, and it felt like a life-size Stretch Armstrong from another planet come to life, okay?
Oh, you're crazy. So,
no, you're crazy.
It's a boot.
Nope, it's a chirp for me.
Oh, I mean burp. I don't know why I said that word.
Wow, wrong show, bitch.
Wrong show. Burp, burp, burp. Okay, here we go. Okay, Tina, very Where the Wild Things Are, Dr. Seuss, if he wasn't canceled. I did not hate this.
Girl, oh god, you are all kinds of wrong today. Oh no.
I like the idea of it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I like the idea of it. I like the different color textiles.
But you're that
the
see,
weird
you're that
ears.
Girl.
I thought the you're face makeup was a little cuckoo ca-choo.
It was bad. What do you mean cuckoo ca-choo? It was straight up bad, okay? This shit was like Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas meets Neopets, okay? And not in a good way. This was like, no. This was like weird Ugly Doll meets Build-A-Bear, but leaning closer to Ugly Doll territory. Like, I did not
it
like
this
at all.
It was a bit Ugly Doll.
It's like the shape of it was off, and it wasn't like this cute, like Chris. I think like, Crystal Method did it and did it far better than you, Tina. It's like,
no, that's this, fair.
Hokey pokey, hodgepodge, like just like it just didn't have any taste. It didn't have any taste.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, the hips are truly Chuck E. Cheese. Like there's like
yes.
There's no
very
shape.
Animatronic with this 2D scissor and this sewing thing. Like, what is this? Freaking mid-boss Banjo-Kazooie villain is this? Like, I just was not a fan.
You're so right. Oh my god, that's why I like it. It reminds me of Dingo Dial from Crash Bandicoot. That's why I like it.
See, you're that kind of bitch.
Oh my god, oh my Dingo Dial. Okay.
That's a burp for me all the way. It's a belch. It's not even a burp, it's a belch.
It's a burp, you're right. You're right, shit. Okay. Okay, you're right. It's bad. It's a burp. Okay, Simone. I mean, Lola Bunny got her tits back.
I mean, wow. This is furry territory, bitch.
This is what I want to know.
This is furry territory. This ain't no beast costume. This is like a sex toy.
I've been literally trying to be like, is the furry community talking about Simone? Because I need to find out.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm gonna look up furry Reddit. Reddit. Oh,
yeah, just go on your quick search on your favorites page.
Absolutely super favorite bookmarks. Okay, here it is. I'm not seeing anything immediately on reddit.com/r/furry, but I'm shocked because I want
them
to
know.
I
mean, she got it from a furry store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As someone who's been to an underground sex party in Tokyo, oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes. Okay, listen. So, like, there is a... Do you know about Sonic Fox?
What do you mean?
By
no.
Any chance? Okay,
I know Sonic.
Shout out,
I know
quick
Tails.
Shout out to for the gamers out there. So, there is a competitive gamer named Sonic Fox who is black, gay, and an out furry, and will game in his, like, furry costume and is, like, a fucking legend in the gaming community because he fucking slays. He looks silly and people like dismiss him, but he is one of the true elite pro gamers in the industry right now, Sonic Fox. And Simone's outfit reminded me so much of Sonic Fox. I was like, yo, this is like, and to me, I'm like, is Simone like a furry? A gamer furry? Is this like a nod to Sonic Fox?
I don't know.
That's the reference, I'm here for
With the foxy belt, you're feeling like that's like a direct little like reference?
I think so. I mean, to me as a gamer, like I digest it that way, but maybe Simone didn't. But to me, I thought it was a shout out to Sonic Fox.
This is a caca. This is unbelievably good.
I love it.
To have, and yeah, especially next to Tina's.
I love it.
It was that, ouch. Ouch. Yeah, it's incredible. It's a caca. I can't believe how good she is. Gottmik, the purple monster with the eye shoulder pads and the teeth.
I love this.
This was incredible.
I love this. This was good. This was good. This was really smart from Gottmik.
Sickening.
I like it.
It is also a caca for me.
Yeah.
This is reminding me of the Club Kid Challenge, where I'm like, I want to see more weird stuff on the runway.
This is a look, honestly, that Ozma would do. I think Ozma has pulled a version of this.
Like when you had like the green twisty wig?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, that.
That was a good look. Mm-hmm. That was a good look because you could barely, like, you couldn't recognize it was you at all.
See, she's so hateful.
It was like,
listeners, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this?
That drag queen is beautiful.
This is going to be edited out, I'm sure, because she wants to paint herself in the most positive light possible. But the real ones know.
I just
want to
fight. No, I want to fight.
The real ones know.
I'm here for a bad time. and because if the editor tries to cut it out, I'm just like, no, too vague. So here's what had happened. Oscar was trying to say some fucking bullshit about how Candy's look was great.
Do you hear that? Do you hear this?
Candy's look was great, everyone. I did not.
No, I didn't shoot. I didn't shoot first.
Girl,
I didn't shoot first. I was the victim.
That's fine. That's fine because you fell last, and that's all that matters.
Bitch, okay. I went over this earlier. I don't fall. I tumble.
Bam. Olivia giving you Sully.
I like this.
It was a little too Matterhorn for me.
Ooh, wow.
It was
Disney gay all of a sudden.
Disney gay in the house.
Disney gay.
It wasn't,
okay,
I didn't, something was off and I'm like trying to put my finger on it.
Well, it was Sully. It was like from Monsters, Inc., very much that. And it was too similar to Crystal Method's purple monster look.
You're right.
That I was like, this is way too similar.
The makeup should have been more standout to me. It was too blendy-inny. I was like, actual eye, like something a little more human in the face would have made the rest look good or something.
I mean, like, I have to give it up for Olivia for trying something new. Uh-oh. I mean, this is very much out of her box type of stuff, but it's just not up to par. And also, I've seen it before. I want to see, you know, being on Drag Race this, you know, late in the game is like pretty tough because you gotta have to do looks that no one has ever seen before.
She's incredible talent and beautiful, kind person, but I think I'm gonna burp it. I think it was a little silly for me. I don't know. It's just a little, it was not a big burp, but it's just like a, I think I'm gonna burp it. I'm not gonna remember this look in
interesting.
A month.
Interesting, because I would chirp this, but it's like a chirp with a lowercase c. It's like a quiet chirp.
That's
like a stage
you.
Whisper chirp.
Okay, work. And finally, Rosé look.
Honey, this is how you do drag.
This is actual perfection.
This is how you do drag.
This is drag.
Honestly, surprising. Because
the best look
Rosé has
ever
not
done.
Been turning it out in the look department.
She hasn't
at all.
She's always had interesting looks with like really nice touches.
Where?
I'm not saying.
Show me where,
girl.
Show me where.
I hate you.
Just one.
She has. Wait, what did she wear last week?
See, so you're thinking about it. No.
Okay.
It's not memorable.
She has really nice touches. Sometimes they're a little better than others.
Where?
I'm not thinking of one right now, but I know she's done something that was good.
Gotcha, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
She don't know what she's talking about.
The red rose thing look she had, I think, last week was really good. But look, this is perfection.
This is it.
Everything is perfect. She does have a silhouette. It's interesting. It's new. The makeup. Holy shit.
The nails
and like the things kind of like the pokey thing sticking off of her.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Girl, this was perfect. Honestly, truly. I was so shocked. And the makeup was incredible.
Yeah.
See, like Rosé needs to like do this kind of drag a little bit more. Like she's very like Hollywood, very like theater queen.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that. We love that.
dude.
But like, doesn't she needs sound to be a little like weirder. Do,
okay.
No, we love that. We love that. We love that. We love.
I don't know
that.
If sure that's what do. You're we saying. I don't know, but
she needs to be a little weirder. She needs to experiment. She needs to go a little off Broadway.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
She needs to do some experimental theater.
Uh huh.
You know?
Yeah, I'm with that. I would love to see more experimentation. I would love if every other Rosé look from now on is totally different than the thing we saw before.
I mean, don't hold your breath, to be honest.
Hold your breath. So,
but this was a chirp.
This was a caw for me. This is right up. This is nuts. Incredible. Okay, so Rosé and Simone win. Do you agree with the double win?
Double win. I was shocked. Well, honestly, I thought it was going to go to just Rosé.
Right. Even if because just the just producers are like, we gotta.
I know.
We can't give her. There's so many girls left and she has four wins.
I know. It was like, y'all been giving Simone all the wins, deservedly, of
course.
Very
deservedly.
But like, this is your out, producers. This was your out to be like, no, we're not rooting for Simone to win the whole thing. We're going to give this to just Rosé. But no, the producers were like, no.
It scares me for Simone.
Maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe it's to set up the four-win curse.
This is what I'm scared of. The four-win curse might be afoot.
But and you know, Simone isn't going to win.
Here's the gag.
Simone is not going
to
win.
Simone might be the first queen to have five maxi win challenges in the Drag Race history.
That I mean, there's still 50 episodes left, so you never know.
There are 50 more episodes left. I guess Ben de la Creme also won an insanely high number.
Yeah.
And then said, I'm going home.
That's exactly how she said it.
I know. This
impressed.
Gal. Thank you. Okay. Candy and Got Mick Safe, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
No, actually, no. I think, yes, Candy Muse should be safe. Got Mick should have been in the bottom two with Tina. I think it's wild that she wasn't.
I think that's pretty fair. I mean, her outfit was unbelievable. Her outfit was incredible.
Okay. And?
Well, does that save you from the bottom?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Interesting.
Absolutely not.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because what happens is, if Got Mick were to be in the bottom two, she might not have survived that lip sync, to be perfectly honest. And then our favorite girl might have gone home.
Mm-hmm.
So with Utica, it's like, well, it doesn't really matter who goes home because we want Tina out. I'm talking from a story producer standpoint. Mm-hmm. We want Tina out. We've already chewed her out so she can go, but also Utica ain't gonna win either.
Well, that's
so she could go too. If Tina were to ever pull a stunt, we're fine with Utica going home.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, then why not put Got Mick there and then you can, you know, you can edit around it. But I guess you're right.
Because they don't want to take chances, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't want to take chances.
You're right. But then let's
you don't
talk
want another
about
Valentina,
this.
Nina Bonina Brown scenario.
Valentina, that was true.
Where they were like, no, Nina has to go, and Valentina is gonna kick her the fuck out of here,
right?
And that's
isn't what happened.
Quite what happened?
And I still watch the video of homos in a gay bar reacting to that lip sync because it makes me laugh so much.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh my god, I'll send it to you because it is like gay Normandy. It's just like homos watching their gal go down, and it is just a bunch of fags going like, oh, no, but what's happening? I live. The lip sync. Can we talk about it?
Oh my God.
Tina won. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think Tina won this lip sync.
Okay.
Listen,
Mono, you are my sister. I love you.
It doesn't sound like...
We have disagreed time and time again, and we've kikied, and we've brushed it off.
I want to hear this.
We've forgiven each other the next day, but what you just said is unforgivable.
What are you talking about?
How dare you say Tina won that lip sync?
Okay, tell me why she didn't. I want to hear your
opinion.
Because
she was bad. Because she was bad and it was desperate.
Girl,
she was doing the jackhammer. She was doing the running man. Like,
but it
this
works
shit is
with
tired,
a
bitch.
Black Eyed Peas song. It's the Black Eyed Peas. They perform at bar mitzvahs.
But what... But what Utica gave you was unexpected. She gave you artsy, weird. She made Black Eyed Peas work for Utica, which is commendable. I gave Utica a standing ovation because what she had an uphill battle and she surpassed it.
Wow.
She did the damn thing.
I'll just say, I felt that Tina gave us a proper lip sync.
No.
That was high energy. It was
how wrong you are. Super, it was all over the place. It was unfocused.
Well, that's a Black Eyed Peas song is all over the place. Have you heard that song? It's like beep boop bop ba doop ba doop, and then like
sure,
it starts with a horn, then goes hip hop. That's why I think it worked for
listen,
that.
This is not a commentary on the Black Eyed Peas. We know they're trash. Like we know this. It's written in the history textbooks.
That's what I'm saying. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
But are you saying that Tina's tactless approach to a Black Eyed Peas song is tactless? Better than Utica's
tactless.
Inspired?
Tactless.
And she...
Tactless?
Did I stutter, bitch?
You don't think that slide
read
into
my
an ass shape
as if
was
I
cool?
Were Paula Abdul herself.
Oh my
tactless.
God. Stop pointing at your fucking mouth.
Tactless.
I don't... You... Okay, wait. You thought nothing Tina did was good.
No, it was messy. It was wild. It's exactly how she won for Lady Marmalade in a messy, 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 messy way. She was too frantic. No, it makes me nervous for a drag queen to be that all over the place and feel lost. Like, no, no, no. That's a tornado that's going to hit all of us. But Utica, she did the damn thing. She did. Wow. And I was nervous too because it made it seem like Utica was going to lose that lip sync. And girl, I was sweating. I have never sweat in a lip sync before in my life. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time where I was like, no, the good person cannot go home today.
Wow.
I
refuse. You're really
controversial. I have just overcome the trauma of Denali going home. I cannot lose another girl that's not ready to go home yet. And luckily, RuPaul saw she made the right move.
See, I'll just speak my truth. And I honor your truth. But I truly
you mean lies.
Thought... Tina, my God, I truly thought Tina won that lip sync and then they were just like, sorry, we don't care.
I can't take you seriously as a thing.
You're not to be trusted. I am not alone in this. Listeners, please comment on our Instagram.
I know you're not alone. I know that you're not alone, but you are wrong. You and the people who agree with you are wrong.
That's fine that you think that, okay? That's fine that you think that. You're the kind of person who puts on a top from the Golden Girls set and calls it fashion. So like, it's
people
fine.
Disagreed with you. So ha. So people disagreed with you. So ha.
That's fine. That's fine. People also sent me pictures of couches with the same print as your
and
shirt.
And they look stunning.
Really?
And the couches looked good.
From the IKEA catalog 1988?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Maybe that was what I was going for, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to fight with you some more. I can't wait.
You are so wrong.
Girl.
You've been wrong many times.
I would
say 98%
love to
of
be
our friendship is you being wrong, but this really takes the cake.
I want you to know,
this really takes
in
the cake.
Any world we get on Drag Race, like season 20, I want us to tear each other apart.
You know
untucked.
We will. You know we will.
I know
will.
We will, but I'm going to
it'll be
tear
like
you
it would be
apart.
Like Coco Montrese and Alyssa
Barry.
All over again.
We'll give them a show.
Oh, we will give them a show. Ratings, honey. Ratings.
Ratings.
And we'll both be bad. We'll be in the bottom two every fucking week, bitch.
I do think it's cruel that Tina went home before the roast because I think she could have done well on the roast challenge.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, that's
but
fucked
that's
up
that's why
for
she
her.
Had to go. And that's why she had to go.
That's why she had to go.
That's why she had... Well, that's why today was the day she had to go.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Untucked was pretty...
Also, I gotta say
what?
This.
Talk to me. Oh,
what happened to American Drag Race not having ballads anymore?
Yeah.
Like, can we have a ballad lip sync for your life? I miss those. I really miss those.
We'll what song would you love to see in the lip sync that's
ballad? Literally any ballad. Literally mm-hmm. any ballad. Because if the UK season taught us anything, is that ballads aren't dead for lip sync for your mm-hmm. lives. Because Tace has delivered twice. Some incredible ballads. Okay, so
yeah.
What's good, Miley? Like, give us some ballads. Because we're thirsty for them. I can't be the only one to want some really stunning ballads. For
I want Take a Bow. I want Madonna or Rihanna. Either. I want Take a Bow. Either way.
I know. Can we get an I Will Always Love You from Whitney?
Oh, my God.
Can we just? Can we just?
Can we? Can we get a slow, weird, no doubt song like "Marry Me"? Can well, we get a you weird?
You might be the only one asking for that. You might be the only one.
Okay, fine.
You might be the only one.
Yeah, I might be.
Can we get a Celine Dion?
Ooh, I love that.
It's all coming back to me now. I mean, if that isn't a drag queen number, like, girl.
What a sad, what about a sad little Fiona Apple one? That would be fun.
Girl, that'd be sexy. That
yeah.
Can we get Criminal?
That would be fun.
Can we get Criminal like as a lip sync number?
Something weird.
Okay, no, girl, what are you? No, this is business.
Oscar.
You're bad at this job.
Oscar.
This is
okay, I'm sorry, but our time is up. Our time is up. Wow. I only think
she's shutting me. She's silencing me, people. She's silencing me.
Untucked was whatever, except for when Tina swears she's not defensive and she's like, I'm not snapping back at you. And Rose sings, but that's what you just did. I can't sing, but you get what I'm saying. It made me laugh.
That was the only funny thing on Untucked.
That was it. That was it. And you know, speaking of ballads and wild stuff, we need y'all to check out our other podcast. March Donna's happening. We're covering all kinds of March Donna, Maradona hits. And all month long, you get to vote by going to our Instagram and deciding what Madonna videos get to progress into the top 100. And where is that, Oscar?
You can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to our podcast. But you know what? You can also watch our podcast because it's on YouTube.
That
if you
part.
Love, if you hate hearing our voices, but love seeing our faces,
that.
Which many of you do.
That's real.
Just go to youtube.com/podcastkillthevideostar and you'll find us there.
Vote on our Instagram at podcastkillthevideostar. If you like Drag Her, you can support us as well by giving us 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review. I love them. Thank you so much for leaving those. They help our podcast
grow. And don't be afraid
grow.
To drop my name.
Oh, please.
But in a good way, in a good way.
She needs attention, everyone. Please just give it to her.
I just need the clout is all. I
please.
Just well,
that's really all I have to say. I'm excited to see what is next. Do you want to predict which queen will sashay away next, girl?
Okay, so here, according to my calculations.
Okay, well, let's see if you're really psychic. Let's see if you're really psychic.
Let me see. So according to my calculations.
Talk to me, calculator.
Utica's going home.
Interesting. I can see that.
Utica's going home.
I can very much see that because it's, I think
and
it's.
And I can see that too.
Her or Olivia.
This is probably her time. Her or Olivia, that's right.
Her or Olivia.
But I feel like...
Who's going to be better at a
roast?
It's
Utica's time to go.
I'm going to say Utica because based on... And obviously, whatever. Utica isn't super good at joke construction.
Well, she's not... She isn't able to, like, communicate with an audience in terms of, like, this is what I think is funny. Do you know what I mean? We don't quite know what her sense of humor is, really.
Whereas I think Olivia could be told, if you're like, look, Olivia, this is what you do. Set up the idea.
Well, because here's the thing. Olivia can be funny because she's low-key shady as fuck. So she can turn it out. You know what I mean? I'm worried for Gottmik. I'm worried for Olivia. I'm definitely worried for Utica. And everyone else is going to do well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think next week's winner will be...
Candy.
Wow. I mean, she did have a good joke. Candy or Rosé, I'm going to say, is next week's winner.
It'll be Candy.
I love that.
Mark my words.
We're hungry for that.
Ashar has spoken.
Ashar. You bitch. Well, Oscar, if people need to hear more of your hateful voice, they can follow you at Ozzymo. And listen to all your other pods.
Yes.
And you know where to find me. I'm at my name, Manu Agapian. And till next week, stay gaggy.
Gagatrondra.
Fapiana.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.